plate a potential nugget.
Dan, in the book, you refer to the Japanese art form kintsugi. And you speak about how regrets can help us discover our uniqueness and find our own pathway.
Yeah.
And you go on to say that the cracks are how the light gets in. A lot of the leaders I work with are at a point of transition, and they're trying to figure out what next, you know, in their journeys, given the career they've had, given their passions, and given the market and so on. And this particular phrase stood out for me. So can you expand on this notion of kintsugi and sort of using the cracks to let the light in?
Yeah. So we are spanning the cultural references here across the Pacific Ocean, because the cracks are how the light gets in is a lyric from a song by Leonard Cohen, the Canadian singer. Mm-hmm. And kintsugi is an ancient form of Japanese pottery, where what happened is that in the old days, that pottery would break. They sent it out to be repaired. The repair was terrible. Then they sent it instead to some artisans to repair it. And the repaired pottery was more beautiful because it did this really elegant job of stitching up the seams and whatnot. And so kintsugi is this gorgeous form of pottery that is not that is broken, but it's not beautiful despite its crack. It's beautiful because of the cracks and the way they've been joined together. And so as a writer, I can't resist a metaphor. And I think that is a metaphor in some ways for what regret does for us, that if we acknowledge the cracks, if the cracks are how the light gets in, if we recognize that we've all the product of mistakes and regrets and setbacks and things like that, and instead of papering over them, instead of smoothing over them, we actually kind of acknowledge them. There's a beauty in that. And there's also, I think there's a performance advantage in that, because you're spending time moving forward rather than trying to portray this perfect image of yourself. So, I love that as a metaphor. And, you know, it ends up being, you know, so if you have career sort of seasoned professionals in transition, thinking of themselves as like, okay, where are the cracks? I think that can be a very healthy way to approach things. The other thing about, I think that comes out, sort of, if I can make a regret related point here in terms of these career transitions, is that one of the things you see with boldness and connection regrets in particular, one of the things you see more broadly is that people have many more regrets about inaction than action. Mm. They regret what they didn't do more than what they did do. And so I think there's an argument in general in life to have at least a slight bias for action. And I think the reason, and I think the reason for that is that in some ways we've gotten it wrong. And here I'm going to steer this ship around to the point about career transitions, is that if you look at career transitions, I think a lot of times what we want to do or transitions of any kind, we want to think it through, plan it out, come up with a strategy, and then execute on the strategy. And it doesn't always work that way. In fact, Erminia Ibarra, at the London Business School, has some great work on this, which is basically like acting is a form of discovering. That's one of the things that I've learned in my life. It's that you can't just figure out everything. Sometimes you just have to act. And so, and I think that the regrets that people express, since they're so overwhelmingly about inactions rather than actions, to me, it says, in the grand scheme of life, you want to have a slight bias for actions, because it's not only how you get stuff done, but it's also how you figure stuff out.
Fascinating. She's been on the podcast as well, and she uses a phrase.
Great, yeah.
Acting, you know, act your way into a new way of thinking is a phrase she
right.
uses.
Exactly. That's a brilliant. That's a better way. It's her work. So, she started working on this like maybe 20 years ago in her book, Working Identity, and it's been real. I think it's totally smart. I think it's totally on point. And again, like in some ways, we have the sequence wrong. We think that exactly as she says, you have to act yourself into a new way of act yourself into a new way of thinking. And so again, it's another reason why I think in general we should have a bias for action. Because acting is how we figure stuff out, and also we're more likely to regret inactions.
I learned something similar from my conversation with Bruce Feiler, author of the book Life is in the Transitions. He speaks about a classic scene from Indiana Jones where he needs to take a leap of faith into the unknown first, and then the bridge appears. If you have a couple of minutes, I would strongly, strongly urge you to go to YouTube and check out this small clip. I think that this is a profound metaphor to the way transitions often play out, especially when people become more experienced. Bruce Feiler expands on that notion here.
There is something about the fact that the great stories of every faith involves going into the wilderness in some aspect. It's in the Hebrew Bible. It's in the Hindi tradition where you go into the forest. It's in the Buddhist tradition. It's in the Muslim tradition. Okay, it's in the story of all of the great mythologies have somebody going on a journey of some kind. And that journey in a fundamental way is leaving what's secure and safe and going into this period of lack of confidence and wilderness and transformation and fear. So if the first phase is the long goodbye where you accept it and you use rituals in some way, the next step involves taking a step and going through that process. And that brings you to the Indiana Jones scene where, let's remember, here he's in one place and there's a cliff and there appears to be no bridge. He actually has to take a step. And then the bridge appears after he takes the step. That's what it's like to go into this messy middle. And it involves two processes fundamentally. The first is to shed some habit, some way of life. Maybe it's shedding you like having a job and it's shedding that comfort of stability. Maybe it's shedding a habit that you've been a people pleaser and you've stayed around something for too long and it's taken you too long to say goodbye. And you realize you have to stop trying to please your boss. Maybe you have to stop trying to live up to the expectation of your parents, dare I say it. Okay. Maybe your parents have fed you these expectations that you must have a certain status and you must bring in a certain kind of money and you must do something that you don't want to do. And you realize, I'd rather do something that I want to do. Or maybe you have to say, I want to stop making money and I want to start giving back to society. You want to shape shift. So you have to shed some expectation. This is the first half of what the messy middle involves. And then the second half is absolutely astonishing acts of creativity. Once you shed things from your life, you suddenly have room to try new things. Okay, maybe it's a new habit. Maybe it's a new skill. Maybe you start to paint. Maybe you start to dance. Maybe you start to sing. Like, people literally do actual things. Like, think when the pandemic happened, everyone was posting pictures about learning to bake, right? I may have been the only person who was not surprised by this, because even the act of baking something small is an act of reimagining. If you can imagine that you can bake something and that you can eat that, and that little act of imagining that creation allows you to imagine that you can make and bake and create your new life. And that's what happened. It begins with small steps, just like Indiana Jones, sometimes on a bridge that you don't even know is there.
If you're at a point of transition, I would strongly, strongly recommend a conversation with Herminia Ibarra and Bruce Feiler to give you some perspectives around how to frame your thoughts for the transition.